It's a beautiful morning here in Dubai. Welcome to the Morning Dose. Broader Asian markets on a better tone this morning, with China being the laggard. Risk sentiments remains positive on the back of continued momentum overnight. Major credit indices on the market, CDX and iTraxx, faring much better and well in line with other risk assets globally. US Treasuries a tad weak at 2.87% on the back of a strong consumer confidence report that pointed to its highest level since October 2000. Asian primary bond activity is moving with steam. We have witnessed a deluge of supply across the various sectors, and primary demand shows signs of renewed interest by bond investors. Demand for Indonesia's bonds surged yesterday. A sale of government securities drew bids worth almost thrice the amount sold, the highest coverage ratio since January. The debt market is also set to see a second month of net inflows from foreign investors. The rupiah bonds faced tremendous pressure year-to-date, and bond yields have surged from 6.03% in January this year to a current reading of 7.89%. Global funds have acquired more than $1 billion of sovereign bonds in the past 2 months, suggesting the central bank's efforts to stabilize the currency and bond markets with rate hikes and intervention may be working. Investors led by Blackstone will start marketing $8 billion of risky corporate loans next week to fund their buyout of Thomson Reuters Financial and Risk Operations, PPLA Familiar said. It would be the biggest leveraged loan offering of the year. Investors outside China may soon find it easier to get their hands on the country's bonds. A newly implemented settlement system for the bond investment scheme connecting the mainland to Hong Kong was announced. It will pave the way for the country's debt securities to be included in a major global index. Beijing is aiming to have its bond added to the Bloomberg Barclays Global Aggregate Index, a key benchmark, much as it did for its China-listed stocks, which were ultimately included in the MSCI Emerging Markets Index in June. U.S. confidence surged to near an 18-year high in August as households remain upbeat on the labor market, pointing to strong consumer spending that should help sustain the economy for the remainder of the year. Moreover, and finally, Canada's main trade negotiator was in talks to preserve a three-nation NAFTA agreement following Monday's deal between the U.S. and Mexico. The bilateral U.S.-Mexico deal announced on Monday allows the U.S. to impose 25% tariffs on imports of Mexican-made passenger vehicles and auto parts above certain volumes. If tariffs were to proceed based on national security concerns, Mexican duty-free exports of cars to the U.S. would be capped at 2.4 million vehicles annually. Thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye.